Hi, this is Angela Johnson, and this is a guided instruction on how to do a mindful walking practice. So before we begin, I just want to share a little information from Mindful Magazine. So the idea with a walking meditation, it can be a formal practice like watching the breath, or it can be informal. So we're bringing awareness to this everyday activity whenever you need to travel from point A to point B. Walking meditation gives us an opportunity to gather our awareness, which so often becomes distracted or even stuck when the mind is left to its own devices. Whether moving between floors of a building, on a city street, or in the woods, it's an opportunity to guide ourselves out of the distracted autopilot we live in throughout so much of the day. So by paying attention in this way, we stay safe by remaining fully aware of whatever is around. So on any walk, hike, run, or other physical activity without effort, we may mentally check out, or we can practice this kind of mindful activity instead. So to begin a walking meditation practice, the idea is just to begin by walking at a natural pace and place your hands wherever they feel most comfortable on your belly, behind your back, or at your sides. And with each step, the idea is to pay attention to the sensations of the lifting and the falling of your foot. Notice your the movement in your legs and the rest of your body, and kind of noticing any shifting of your body from side to side. So again, you're really just dialing into the sensations of yourself as you move one step at a time. So whatever else captures your attention, right, your thoughts, you know, whatever might be going on, the idea, just like with the breath, we want to gently bring your attention back to the sensations of walking. So I've shared with you before, and other things, that your mind will absolutely wander. So without any sort of judgment or frustration, guide it back again and again as many times as you need. So with the mindful walking, you begin again by noticing yourself in motion one step at a time. Another idea that as you are walking, you can shift your attention out of the actual sensations of walking, then to expand your attention to sounds. So whether you're at rush or whether you're outside, pay attention to sounds without labeling them or naming them or getting caught up in the story of whether you find that sound pleasant or unpleasant. Just notice the sounds as they are coming and going. Some might be constant, again, some might come and go. And so just noticing them again as they come and go without any sort of judgment. So then after you do that for a few moments, you might then choose to shift your awareness to your sense of smell. And again, this is just like mindfulness, right? It's just all about just simply noticing. Don't push yourself or force yourself to notice anything in particular. Just bring your attention to the sense of smell, whatever it is that you discover. And then after a little bit of time, you can then move your attention to your sight, your vision. So as you're moving, right, mindfully moving, notice the colors and the objects and whatever else that you see. Patiently coming back each time, if something in particular, thoughts or whatever, grab your attention, bring your attention back to what you're trying to focus on. Again, colors or objects around you. And then you can do kind of what's called an open concentration or open awareness practice, where there's, you know, certainly nothing to do, nothing to change. You're just fully aware of your body in motion. You're aware of sounds that are coming and going. You're aware of colors. You're aware of your sense of smell. And then when you're ready to end your walking meditation, you take the last few moments to come back to the awareness of the physical sensations of yourself in movement. So noticing your feet touching the ground, noticing movements of your body. Again, just one step at a time. So if you, the next time that you're out and about, again, either walking down the hall, you know, from one meeting to the next, or walking to your car, this is a really lovely practice to help shift your attention, to help you be a little bit more present. So try it out for yourself and see what you think. Thanks so much, and reach out with any questions. I can be reached at Angela_M_Johnson. Thanks.